Welcome to the Hell Yes Life podcast, where you'll hear inspiring stories and life lessons from amazing Hell Yes entrepreneurs who are running their for-purpose businesses and living their Hell Yes lives. I'm your host, Norman Bell. Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Hell Yes Entrepreneur Podcast. I am your host, Norman Bell, and this is a solo episode, and I'm just going to dive right in. As you saw, the title of this podcast episode is Financial Freedom, just simply Financial Freedom. That is the topic of this podcast. And it may be a topic that is on your mind this year, 2019, and it's on my mind, to be honest. This podcast is about living your purpose, you know, your passion, that thing that makes you come alive, and doing that for a living. And I've interviewed dozens of people here on the podcast that are doing exactly that. They're living their passion, and they're getting a great financial return. They're living an abundant life. Based on, you know, their passion. So we know it's possible, but the question is it possible for us? Now, I'm just going to be honest about where I am in my journey. So I have some good news. I got the job. Yay. I got the job. So that's the good news. I had a couple of part-time jobs. Well, I had a full-time job that went part-time. I had another part-time job that came in to fill the gap, but that part-time job was actually almost a full-time job in itself. So that scenario wasn't sustainable. I ended up leaving that part-time job at the end of November, and then the other part-time job I found out it was a contract job was winding up at the end of December. So I've just been through some employment instability. And you know, we're kind of getting, basically I've, you know, we'll in total, we'll have been unemployed for a month. And, you know, there was a bit of a time there where I was thinking like, okay, maybe now's the moment. Maybe that now's the moment to go for it with my, Hell Yes business, my coaching business and other services that I'm looking to offer. But, you know, honestly, I'm just not quite there yet. I still need to get more defined about what it is I'm doing here. So I'm really enjoying doing the podcast, but honestly, I'm not making money doing the podcast. I do have some coaching clients, but certainly not enough to do that full time. So yay, I got the job. That's great. But that basically kind of gets me back to baseline of, I'm grateful I'm going to have a pretty abundant income, similar, a little bit more actually than what I was making before. And I am going to be able to work remotely. I have a pretty flexible schedule. The people that I'm working with, they seem like they're going to be good people to work with. So I'm got to start with that. I got to start with gratitude for what I already have, right? And so maybe that's one thing to bring up around this theme of abundance and financial freedom is starting with where you are and not starting from a place of scarcity where we're always looking for the next thing and more and more and more, but to at least realize and recognize the abundance that we already have in our lives. And that theoretically, that's how it goes, right? Then the abundance grows from there. I'm a big Eckhart Tolle fan, and I was listening to The Power of Now or his other one, and he was just talking about that same thing, right? Just focusing on the abundance that you already have in your life and being grateful for it, and that the abundance grows from there. So that's where we want to start. But then where do we want to go from there, right? So there's this sort of question in my mind of whether or not we can live our purpose and passion and be financially free. Now, some people say yes, some people say no. Some people would say that, hey, look, if you pursue your passion, you could end up, you know, living the life of the starving artist, for example, right? And, you know, maybe it's not tenable to actually make a living doing what you're most passionate about. And I just want to validate that. That could well be true. That could be well be true for many people. And I know I've heard stories of people, you know, there, I can't remember what it was, but there was some maybe podcast I was listening to where the host was talking about how their dad had all through their childhood had pursued this dream of, I think it was like working in the circus or something like that. And he kind of took his family all over the country pursuing this dream. And they were always living, you know, barely scraping by from paycheck to paycheck. And so he felt a lot of resentment about that. Right. So that definitely is a possibility that we end up sacrificing our well-being going after this dream that you know ends up driving us into the ground. So we don't want that. We want to live an abundant life, and we want to pursue our passions. But how does that shake out in our lives? Maybe for some of us, we're able to do that and bring in an income doing what we're passionate about. Maybe for some of us, we bring in an income doing something that we're not passionate about, but we're good at. You know, I could probably end up falling in that camp. I'm a good copywriter, and that's what I do in my day job. But maybe I pursue my passion on the side, you know, and maybe it's something I do as a hobby, or hobby is kind of one of these words that sort of diminishes, I think, what you're doing. So maybe not a hobby, I would say, but like a passion, you know, it's a my passion projects on the side. So gosh, if that was the case, if this is what this ends up being, then I'm already here. You know, I've got a day job that I feel I can, you know, make a pretty dependable and fairly abundant living doing. And I'm doing my passion work on the side. Now I would like to eventually do my, you know, be a full-time business owner. And that's what I'm trying to move towards. But I'm going to, you know, I'm going to have this question mark in my mind this year about whether, what direction I'm supposed to go, you know, and not to end up like that guy, you know, the dad that was chasing his life to be a successful circus performer and then running his family into the ground. No, I'm not going to go that route. Okay, so in episode 66, Chase Behringer, who, by the way, is making an abundant living doing a running a business that is his passion, the bucket list lifestyle. Chase talked about this idea, and he was saying that, you know, for people who are contemplating leaving their jobs to go and start a business, that it's similar to this. Same three simple steps that he uses to plan a bucket list. And those three steps are dream it, plan it, live it, or no, do it. I think so. Anyway, Chase, you know, I think we're getting the gist here if I'm missing the word exactly here, but dream it, plan it, do it. So here's the thing. That sounds super simple, right? So, okay, I'm going to dream it. I'm going to plan it. I'm going to do it. Well, as a dreamer, you know, kind of like a passion and purpose-driven person, I find myself skipping step two: plan it. So we don't want to skip past plan it. We don't want to go right from dream it to do it. Now, some people, you know, this works for some people. They have a big dream of what they want to do, and then they just take the leap, and leap and the net will appear, right? So that does work. Again, I don't want to invalidate people's paths because there's many different roads to success, and that definitely has worked for people. You know, it's all about taking action and getting out there, and we'll figure it out on the way. And you know, that I honestly has been the case to a certain extent for me in some of the things that I've done. It's just like throwing it out there, and then once I commit to that, you know, there's that quote about once you commit, then providence moves too, and all these unexpected things come to meet you, right? So that's true to a certain extent. But when we're talking about financial freedom, when we're talking about moving to a life of abundance, I think a little bit of planet is definitely worth considering, right? So we want to we want to consider that. We want to, like, how are we going to do this? And sit down and be sober about this. Like, really think about, like, what is it that we need to do to move forward towards financial freedom. Now, as a purpose-driven entrepreneur, one goal of mine, and I hope of yours, would be to do this in a non-scammy way. We don't want to scam people. We don't want to, no judgment here, but I feel like flipping houses or getting into cryptocurrency schemes is not the way to go for me. And I'm actually hoping maybe not for you as well, right? This isn't all about just making money and everything else. Who cares about anything else, right? Just like, I need to make money and I'm going to do it the fastest way I can. And who cares who gets hurt? Who cares if there's any integrity or honesty involved in this? I'm just looking to achieve financial freedom. So the goal here is to do this in a non-scammy way, a way that feels like you're in your integrity. So I'm going to be asking my guests this year about financial freedom. I'm not going to pretend that I have the answers here. I'm just more asking the question. How do we move towards financial freedom? Let me see here. Possible to do? Yeah. So this is kind of the question out there about whether we can have both. Can we pursue a business that we feel passionate about, a purpose-driven business that also helps us achieve financial freedom? Now, I put a post on Facebook asking people this question. Fill in the blank. What did I actually say? Give me just a second. Fill in the blank. The quickest legal and ethical way to, achieve financial freedom is blank. And I got a lot of people's feedback. I'm going to just not mention people's names just to be safe here, but just some of the answers that I got along the way were, one person said, lower your expectations. Okay. So that was kind of a half joking answer, but I imagine that there's some truth to that. There's some good suggestions about some good nuts and bolts stuff to do, budgeting your cash, avoid credit cards, contribute to your 401k to maximize the employer match, pay off your debt. And when you're ready, invest and strategize for short-term and long-term gains. Somebody else said compound interest and starting early. I mentioned, hey, too late to start early, but good note about compound interest. Super lotto, somebody suggested. Yep, get winning the lottery. Again, I think somewhat jokingly, a couple people have talked about network marketing. I have a question mark about network marketing myself, but it does seem to work for some people. Now, one person said, don't follow your passion. Your passion may not earn you enough money to have financial freedom. And again, I just want to totally validate this as an answer. That is well the case. I mean, that could well be the case. I was in, a theater and film performer in my 20s. And definitely came to that conclusion that the income that was going to bring in was not going to be enough for me to survive, even though I felt passionate about those things. And so I moved on to something else. Now I'm trying to incorporate some of the skills and talents that I have used in the theater in my business. And so I'm looking for ways for that to show up. But I just don't want to discount that. Like, what? How could you say don't follow your passion? Like, so for some people, that might be the answer. I'm hoping actually that answer is don't follow your passion as far as generating income, and not don't follow your passion at all. Because I think even if you ended up doing your passion on the side, it is of value to you, even if it's not of monetary value. It is that coming alive feeling that you have when you do something that you're passionate about is worth something. So that I would just want to say that. We have a few people that said run your own business, And this is definitely, you know, this is where I'm leaning towards, and we'll be, you know, asking and answering that question over the course of the year. Is this a tenable direction for me to go? Obviously, a lot of people out there have been successful running their own business. But honestly, I'm not quite there yet. So will that be the direction for me? I will let this 2019 help me answer that question. And let's see what else. Online marketing, shun all credit cards, loans, save into PPF or FD. I looked those up, but I don't have that in front of me what those stand for, but I think there's different types of savings accounts, again, maybe with compound interest. Service to others. So this was somebody else brought this idea up of, you know, focusing on service to others. And I'm assuming that they mean that by doing that, by focusing on service to others, that your abundance will naturally grow. Believing you can do it and that you're worth it. Now, this is something that's a foundational piece, right? So you need to actually focus on this. And then I think on a deeper level, you need to believe that you're worth focusing on this. And so this is something for me, again, moving from that kind of paycheck to paycheck mentality of, you know, hey, this is how I'm surviving. No, I want to thrive, and I believe I'm worth spending the time thinking about this and taking actions that move me towards financial freedom. So that is a good one as well. What else? Let's see, be self-employed. Okay, so those are some of the responses I got. I also added a few links in my post. I'll add them in my in the show notes to this episode as well. There's a couple of good articles about kind of fast-tracking financial independence. Now, I'm not looking to kind of like do anything in a scammy way, but just sort of like looking at like what nuts and bolts. Here I am, you know, not in my 20s, looking, you know, kind of focusing on this. Now, what are some ways that I could maybe move forward faster in this direction? So there's a couple of articles that have some suggestions about this. One suggestion was about side hustling to invest. So, you know, maybe you've got your day job or you've got your full-time business, but you are still doing some, you know, your side hustle to either your business or your job. And maybe just thinking of that, of like, okay, this side hustle, this freelance gig, every penny of it or a significant portion of it goes directly into investments. So that's one idea that I kind of like the sound of that. And maybe trying out this year. What else? I have a couple of episodes of the podcast, previous episodes that may be of interest to you if this is a topic you're interested in around financial freedom. One is episode 32 of the podcast with Millie Leung. And Millie is all about financial freedom. And the title of the episode is 50 Plus Vacations in 5 Years. How to Run a Successful Business While You Travel. And Millie has a great story. I'm actually in the midst of putting my Hell Yes Entrepreneur book together. And I was going over her story that I need to check with her and make sure that it's okay to include. But regardless, it's a great story about how she landed in Singapore with her family and ended up connecting with this group of entrepreneurs. And she went to this event where she ended up playing this game the rat race. And actually, I can't remember what the name of the actual game is. But anyway, it was based on Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad book. And the point of the game was to really show how you were stuck in the rat race. I think if you were just working your 9-to-5 and you had no other means of generating wealth. And so I think what she discovered from that was, I think the two main things, and again, you know, check the book and I'll be taking a look at that book again this year myself. I think the two main things were, start your own business and to generate income and invest, right? So not to be dependent on a 9-to-5, you know, your ability to bring in more income is limited, and that those are the two ways that I think Millie discovered or a way forward. Anyway, kind of fading here a little bit. Okay, so there's that. And then there's also episode 22 with Nick Loper, who is the host of the Side Hustle Show. And he has his website, Side Hustle Nation. And I think there's a lot of great ideas that, you know, that he mentions on the show. But then if you go to his website, you will find tons of great ideas. If you're thinking that about this idea of side hustling to make extra income or side hustling to invest, as we were talking about. So check those out. And I think that's about it for now. Again, I'm not looking to be the expert here. I'm looking to pose the question. And over the course of the year, I think, you know, this will be one of, sometimes I'll say, this is what we're talking about this year. And then a few weeks later, I tend to be sort of, I have multiple interests. And so then that interest fades and then I move on to the next thing. So I won't say that, oh, this year is all about financial freedom, but let's just say this is one of the themes of the year. And yeah, here's to, you know, let's look forward to towards the end of this year. Let's start at, start the beginning, thinking about the end. Where do we want to be at the end of 2019? I'll tell you where I want to be. I want to actually, you know, if I could snap my fingers and wave away all the obstacles, I would be working full time in my purpose-driven business, making an abundant income, serving people the best way that I can serve people, and then investing some of that money in wherever you're supposed to invest it. so that would be my goal for the year. That would be a vision that I have by the end of the year, that I'm doing those things and feeling more like I'm on the road to financial freedom, financial independence. And I hope the same for you. And I'd be interested to hear, like, what's your vision for financial freedom, and what tips and resources and advice do you have? Maybe you know more about this than I do. Maybe you're already on the road to doing this. So of course, feel free to reach out to me at norman@hellyeslife.com, or look me up on Facebook and post on our Facebook page. Okay, that's it for now. Let's do a quick hell yes together on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Hell yes! Oh yeah. All right, we'll talk to you later. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS feed. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review. And if you want to stay connected, visit hellyeslife.com and sign up for the e-newsletter and private Facebook group. Again, I'm Norman Bell. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get out there and live a hell yes life.